Father, for your, for this is the day that you have made. Thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah, God. Your word brings peace in our life, God. Your word brings deliverance. Your word, hallelujah, saves, heals, delivers, sets us free, Father. God, we thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah, we glorify. That's something you said on the day, God, that will help penetrate and change us. God, move us towards you like never before, that we need, you know, that we get on fire for the things of God in this last and evil day, God. Let the people of God rise, Father. Hallelujah. Those who are seeking righteousness the right way, and those who are walking in holiness, God, use us, Father, to do your will, God. Set the counterfeits down, Jesus. And raise up those who are going to hold up the bloodstained banner. God, we glorify you. We honor you, Father. We worship you, God. We thank you for favor. I thank you for favor over each and every one of their lives. Those that are watching, those that are in person with us. God, bless them, God. Oh, God, give them the desires of their hearts, Father. And as you're blessed before, let them not forget you, Jesus. That the things don't become greater to them than you are, Jesus. And God, we set ourselves to forever give you glory. To give you praise, to give you honor, to make your name great in this earth. It's in Jesus' mighty name we thank you. And all who agree, shout amen.
Amen.
I said all those who agree, shout amen.
Amen.
Shout amen one more time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I'm excited, amen. I was really with you that, man, because that note I just hit.
I
can't be predictable, yeah. There's one thing I want y'all to be predictable about is your pastor will be consistent.
That's right.
Amen. I may be a little goofy. maybe jokey, but I'm going to be consistent. And being a man first. And the man of God, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. That's one thing about y'all. Y'all can take truth back. If anybody ever challenges you about who your pastor is, he consistent with God.
That's right.
Amen. That's no boast in me. My 30 years of salvation is proven that. Yeah. I don't do everything right, but I don't do half the stuff wrong.
Come on now.
Amen. Yes, amen. I don't go out to do things wrong. Yeah. Flesh may try to win, but I'm going to get the victory. The flesh may get 10 yards, but I'm gonna take that 10 yards back. Amen. Yeah, I want it back. You got 10 yards out of that one, but you ain't gonna get no 100. You ain't gonna score no touchdown on that. you ain't gonna make God to be no fool out of my life, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Man, we were going through some boxes in the house, and I just so happened to stumble upon some certificates and things that I've achieved over my life, and we kept them. Normally, all my trophies, from sports is gone. I don't know what one is. They gone somewhere. They burned up, fried up. They probably made some of y'all glasses or something. I don't know. Over the years, but I had an envelope full of certificates, and going through them, I didn't know I had achieved so much. Yeah, because when you remember certain things, I remember certain aspects of my childhood, I've always viewed myself as not enough. Yeah, I always viewed myself as not or having not accomplished anything in my childhood. I dumbed down achievements in my life because I remember the negatives, and I didn't surround myself with the positives. And looking through that, I was in one room choosing another, and as I was looking through friends, I was smiling because I'm like, I did that. And some of the things I found in there, I had found my county from the Prince George's County of my completion of being licensed to minister in the prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And I found my certificate of being licensed to minister in the prisons. And I saw that. And I said, wow. I forgot that I went through a series of classes and processes to be acceptable from coming out of jail to being able to minister in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a certificate to go back and to share from Prince George's County. And then seeing the church that I was a part of, that we were a part of at that time, acknowledged my years of service. And I did not know that I had served for so many years from 94, was it to 99?
I can't remember.
From 94 to 99 that I had served in the prison. And I didn't know it was that long doing it until I saw the paperwork that I was actually in the prison system serving and ministering for that. And it was not just one month. It was every Sunday. We were in some jail ministering. From the youth center, the DC jail, to Oak Hill. We was everywhere serving. And I would meet her at the church after I served, because either I would drive to the church and meet somebody, or they would pick me up to go to the jail where we all would carpool together to save everybody from having to drive unless somebody had something going on. But just to remember that time serving. And I smiled because I'm like, God, thank you that you took my pain and turned it into your pleasure.
Amen.
To serve others. And your pleasure became a pleasure for me, because you got joy out of me serving, and I got joy out of serving you to serve others.
Amen. Amen.
Some of y'all need to get joy in serving others.
Amen.
That your salvation is not just for you.
Glory to God.
All the challenges in your life was not because of you. It's because he wants to get the glory out of your life because of where you are. The day he said yes to Jesus, he said, okay, now can I use what you've done to glorify me and not yourself? Mm-hmm. But a lot of people come and stand up in these places and they use things to glorify them and never give anything back to God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
See, going to prison could, and I've heard many of other ministries and many people who came with us go into jail. Going to these prisons and these places of confinement and speak all about what God did in them and never give them the opportunity that if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. They all wait, but they beat their chests. I've heard them. And I got to a point where God started, where even in the midst, I started training other people as they came in with us. To train them how to go and do prison ministry. Mm-hmm. That you never make prison ministry personal with anybody. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, Pastor D? You make your story personal, but you don't make the connection of life personal with people. Mm-hmm. Because people hope when they're here, they hope in you for an opportunity to be free. And when they do come out, they are linked to you. And not to God. Mm-hmm. That's why we never gave people our personal information. Because don't get tied into me. Mm-hmm. One, get tied into the ministry that I'm a part of. And if you need a number, call the church.
Mm-hmm. That's good right there.
But so many people get in there and they start getting personal with people. And this was before emails. Start giving people their numbers. And I always used to. I wasn't the lead, but I was one of the seniors, so I would always tell them, listen, that's a no-no. You don't give anybody your number. Well, they just want to pray. Yeah, right. It's going to start that way. Shit, come on back. Bring it on back. Don't be personal with people. And I said, even in your ministry, outside of the prisons, you see, when we start going out here and we're in the streets, don't get personal with nobody. You make the connection to be friendly, but don't be exchanging personal information. You always revert people back to the ministry. Amen. Amen. Y'all got that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Y'all good on that?
Yes.
Because when they come and they start taking your personal information, They want to connect with you. And then a lot of people, when you're lonely, you find somebody who can fill a void, and now you take on something that you ain't got no business taking on.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. And most of them, we always had to fight with the men and the women. You now, well, I became a pen pal. Then when they come from jail, they right at your door.
Mm-hmm. Which is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, when I get out.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, you in your flesh, they in their flesh, and you press the flesh. Mm-hmm. And now you create even a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because what was meant to be ministered now became relational, and you now can't separate the two. Gotta operate with some wisdom. And all this is talking about wisdom. So yeah, back to my certificate. Because I know some of y'all began, oh, but then you forgot this point. No, I didn't know right back. And then the certificates of prison. Then I saw some stuff when I was at camp, when I was a kid. Y'all know back in DC, we used to have to go to camp. You know,
yeah.
We didn't have to, but your parents signed you up for camp. Get rid of them for a couple of weeks. Campground, resident camp, all of you, you remember me? I showed her the camp. She like, camp? I'm like, yeah, we was in camp. Almost a month.
Mm.
You like, Jesus, Elliot. Just threw me off to the boot camp. And we was in camp. And I had, they, you know, they have field days at the end of these camps where all these kids from around the city would be at one camp. Northeast, Southeast. That's why I always boggled my mind that people didn't get along as they got older. When we played so well when we were kids. Anywho, y'all hang in there. We going somewhere. And so I had all these certificates. I had won the 50-yard dash, first place, 100-yard dash, first place, the softball throw. I threw it the fastest. Athlete. And then it came, the certificate came where he had the cleanest tent. I won the cleanest tent award. I fell out laughing. I'm like, how did I win the rock? You win. Then she's like, I told you the blackness to clean. And I said to her, that was what I told you. I just indicated they didn't believe me. That's the kind of guy, even back then, in my 10 year and 12 year old, I had the cleanest tent. And y'all know how many kids, you know how many people was in camp. It was tons of kids in camp. And I had, out of all of them, I had the cleanest tent. How do you have the cleanest tent outside?
At what age?
I was about 10 or 11.
Exactly.
But that was just the kind of guy I was. I told y'all I was Cinder Fella. My grandmother, she made me clean. And she gave me the mindset to keep it clean. And some of you, I'm sharing with you, some of you, your spirits are so dirty. Some of y'all spirits are so dirty. And which in turn means your houses are dirty. Your cars are filthy. Your mouth is filthy. Your thinking is filthy. Your children live lives that speak filth. Because it all correlates. If you don't have the ability to keep yourself intact, you can't keep nothing around you intact. I was taught early that to present something, you want to be clean, sir. Man, she taught me how to clean. That's what my grandmother taught me how to clean. And to this day, they dread when I start cleaning. Uh-oh. There he go. Yeah, because I understand that spirits breathe and filth.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Nothing around me is going to be dirty.
Mm-hmm.
No. If you my friend and I see your pants and your clothes not in order, I'm going to tell you, hey, man, you need to tighten yourself up. I'm even going to go in my closet and get you something. Your children, the purchasing of your shoes, Now, the shoes for the children are not because we can't find enough to do with the resources. It's to help you parents to not try to go broke or do uncompromising things to get your children things that they desire, because kids like shoes don't want to keep up. It's not just for that. Or giving you guys the gift cards that we did this year. It's because I understand that it does something to a child's self-esteem. When they look a little, when they feel and look a little better, and they feel better about themselves. They can walk with their heads up a little higher. Amen. And we want to teach them that it's not just about the things, but if you get God and you put God first, you will be able to get all the things that you want concerning your life. Amen. We're going to talk about on today, help me know. Turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes, whatever, spiritual. Because, you know, hear people say, humble. You be like, okay, is that a spiritual thing? They call that humble? The H is silent. Amen. Tell me how English teaches the eight silent on humble.
What'd you say?
I said, how many English teachers are eight silent and humble because of the youth?
When you're teaching little children the alphabet, you give them the sales.
So you said, I heard somebody say, yes, because of the youth it becomes humble?
No. You want to talk about phonics.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was new because I'm going to say, well, why we can't apply that to happy and make it happy?
I cannot.
That's to get y'all loosen up, man. That's to get y'all to do. Some of y'all wound so tight, some of y'all like, we're going to say. I throw a little something out there every once in a while to loosen y'all up, baby.
Happy, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna go around and start saying that. Are you happy today? That's because we hooked on phonics. Y'all that Ecclesiastes? Chapter 9, verse 10. Verse 10. She back, y'all.
Thank God.
Yeah. She is back in the building. And they've been missing you.
Yep.
What scripture did he say? You didn't even call her no name. You'll say, that's the what scripture did he say? What scripture did he say yet? Y'all there?
Yes.
Amen. Says, the verse 10, it says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. That's why I understand how people come around all day and all the time every Sunday, and they're not actually getting involved in the ministry. They just hear. Amen. It's just whatever your hands find to do. That means you should be trying to figure out, what can I do, God? For all that you've done for me, what can I do, God? Amen. How can I give back? Do it with all your might. For in the realm of the dead, where you are going, tell your neighbor, we're going. You're like, that's kind of morbid, Pastor. Yeah, you're going. Yeah, you're like, Babel. I fought it for years. I did. Before I came into a real revelation of it, the thought of dying, I was dreading it. But what's it going to be like? What's going to happen on the other side? Well, when you get into the Word, it starts coming alive to you. Hey, boy, okay, he just said, not today we're going to talk about it. We are going to talk about it. To prepare you, but we are going. We got to go. To get to the reward that God has for us, we got to leave here. Does that help you a little bit better?
Yeah.
There's a reward waiting for you. You want to be here or you want your reward?
My reward.
I say, y'all, come on, we start talking about that. You be like, I said, do you want your reward or do you want to remain here? Because those who remain here are going to be tormented. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, see, y'all ain't no shoe straight with me. And that's how you don't have to see straight with God. You don't have to see straight with me. Where you are going, there is neither work. So you ain't gonna be working over on that other side.
No work.
Oh, see, they that's right. Talk God. Say it loud.
No work.
Yeah. No planning. You ain't gonna be planning no party, no pool party.
In the kiddie pool.
Yeah. You ain't gonna be planning your son or your daughter's birthday. You ain't gonna be no planning. Yeah, you ain't gonna be planning to get right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no plan to get right on that side, amen.
Amen.
You either are or you ain't. No knowledge, no wisdom. So your smarts ain't gonna get you there. And you don't need no wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let these people be lying to y'all. Well, this is hell right. Go ahead. It gets a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So it told us in Ecclesiastes, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. Amen. Mm-hmm. Take four topics on today if we have one. I'm leaving here empty.
I'm leaving here empty. Yes.
Yeah. You want to leave this life empty.
Glory to God.
You don't want to leave anything behind.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. And I led up by saying all those accomplishments and those things that I thought I did and I accomplished in my early years. I'm gonna make sure that what God gave me, I'm gonna take everything out of that. All of the deposits he made in me, I'm going to leave my account empty.
Amen.
Every assignment he asked me or he told me to do, I'm God. Help me how to get to it. Show me how I can get to it, be successful in you in it, and get through it to get to the end of it, to move to the next thing. Because how many of y'all know, when you get to one thing, he's using that to get you to another thing. Amen.
Amen.
I'm leaving here empty. I don't know about you. Come on, y'all. Yeah, tell yourself, I'm leaving here empty.
I'm leaving here empty.
I can't leave nothing to change.
Can't leave nothing to change.
You can't. And listen, you can't leave what God gave you for your next generation. Your gift is yours. Amen. Your assignments are yours. You get to, you look, if you don't fulfill them, you're going to have to answer for them. What about everything I told you to do? You better remind yourself, I'm leaving here empty. Every morning you wake up, God, thank you for a new day. I have a new day crowned with mercy. God, now help me get to the business at hand.
Amen.
What do you have? What do you have for? What are you asking of me today? What am I supposed to be doing today? What's a part of my assignment that I need to achieve today? Yeah, and every time you get some, you check it off. Okay, God, you ain't reminded God because he already keeping it. He keeping the notation of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. They're jotting it down. Y'all know what I said, right? They're jotting it. They're jotting it down. And you want to make sure that you are leaving yourself empty with what God, all your purpose. A lot of people, man, the cemetery is full of people who died with all that purpose in them. Mm-hmm. Purpose in the grave. Can't do no good. You can't use it in the grave. It ain't gonna be you. Mm-hmm. If they had it, they were the carriers of it, they were the caretakers of it, they were supposed to utilize it, and they took it with them. Mm-hmm. How many of y'all, you caretakers of it? Now, what's your job is you're supposed to release it. Mm-hmm. That's why I told you, he told me to go back into the prison, all the lives that were in those seats and chairs and in them banisters when we were ministering, even the ones who stood up on the counter and pulled their pants down and shaking their butt and while we was ministering, they heard the word, but they didn't respond. My job and our job was to go minister to them. That's a check off. I did what God told me to do. He didn't tell me, make sure they receive. He told me to give them the word.
That's good.
So when you're out there, ministering to your coworkers and people in the salons or wherever you're working, he tells you to minister. That's all you're supposed to do. He ain't tell you to wait and see what their life is going to change or what they're going to be like. Let the word minister to them, and then they'll come back and say, you're looking at them, oh, wow, look. Yeah, I'm saved. I gave my life to the Lord. I'm doing this and doing this. Oh, man, God be the glory. Are you going to leave here empty? Amen?
Amen.
I've set myself to leave empty. I'm going, God, help me to pour out everything that you've given to me. all the, and I told you, all the testimonies that I, every life story and every life example that I had that you allowed, and every victory you give me, God, allow me to share with the world. Then it may just minister to one, and if it does, I've done what I'm supposed to, I'm pouring out, God. Yeah, I'm not taking mine into the ground, amen. Yeah, my body ain't gonna be able to contain what God is giving me because it's gonna be empty. My spirit gonna be up with the Lord, but I'm gonna exercise everything He's giving me. Amen. Amen. I have to. We have to. But so many people are playing church, buffooning in the name of God. Why? Because we want to meet people where they are, but never require them to change. Mm-hmm. Why are we so, as the body of Christ, so intent on meeting people where they are, but still there's no requirement of changing their life? Have we become that desensitized to God where we go along with them just to keep from offending them? No, indeed. I'm going to empty it out. You don't have to like me. Because you don't have to answer to me at the end. You got to answer to God.
Amen.
And here's the one thing that God never told us. He didn't tell us that as ministers of the gospel, He never told us that people were going to like us. He, in fact, told us that some of them are going to hate us.
Yeah.
The very majority of them are going to hate us. They're going to despise those who tell the truth about the things of God.
Hallelujah.
Everybody who got if you saying that you're in the body of Christ and everybody likes you, you are not doing the word right.
Mm.
Wow. Why do you say that, Pastor? Because you're not challenging people to change.
Mm.
The word always challenges people to come up a little higher. He finds you in the state that you're in, but He never tells you to stay there.
That's it right there.
But we like to, but the church now is so dumbed down, we go right where they are and leave them and say, okay, yeah, you can serve God right there. Was that your wife? Nah, but it's okay. God loves you anyway. That's a lie. He tells you to get up. Y'all know what He told when they was trying to stone the woman when she got caught? What that do that? That wasn't your husband. See, God never looks at just the inner. He looks at everything. And then He told him, okay, y'all grace him. Heal without sin. You mustn't move. Because I know all y'all business.
That's it right there.
So for people who are now in the body for this new wave of Christians, for you to go minister to people, and He told you that we ought to minister them, and we ought to go minister them out of darkness and bring them. For you to leave them there, you are lying on that thing. You are lying on the Spirit of God. When He told you that when you see them, then you got to pick them up. We don't leave people comfortable in sin.
Amen.
What kind of nonsense is? What kind of gospel is that? Oh, that's the no offense gospel. Yeah, there's a no. Don't nobody want to hurt nobody's feelings. I submit to you that if you don't hurt their feelings when you stand before God, their feelings gonna be crushed. Because they gonna remember you and say they lied to me, God. I thought I was doing it right. They didn't tell me the truth. Listen, you better leave it empty. You better tell people the truth about their life and their salvation. Now, you need to straighten that out, brother. You need to straighten that out, sister. God is not pleased with that. But that's that holy road. Listen, He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Which one do you want to be, unholy or holy? See, this is the kind of teaching that people don't want to give up because it ain't the rump-shaking message. It ain't going to make you humble, but. Maybe sweats perm and weave out. Hey, you trap. Hey, you trap.
I cannot.
You do all that and still go to hell. What did it serve you?
God, that's it.
My God. They could be abandoning him, playing the paint off the wall. But if your soul ain't right, then everybody ain't going to hell.
Yes.
James Chastain.
Woo!
And it won't be me.
Amen.
Listen, I enjoyed the presence of God like nobody business. I want anointed musicians in here, but there will be the word told. And you can shout over the rejoicing of the word. We ain't shouting over no foolishness.
Amen.
We ain't having no exercise session. Nah, you don't get to come in and get your cardio or your aerobics on. Get your spirit right.
Yes, Lord.
And if shouting is a part of that process, in the process, then let's get it on. But by no means should you anybody come in here and they shout a good time and then you go out there and the devil destroys your life. Because you don't know the word. You don't know your standing in God. You don't know what you don't even know why you're here. You better pay yourself to leave empty, amen. Get out what God has given you. You don't have to add no yeast to it. You don't have to add no fluff to your testimony. Tell people the truth about what God has done in your life. Then as you're going in the word of God, share the word. Don't be out here arguing with people about what's right, what they believe, and what you believe. Listen, this is what I believe. If it don't line up with what you believe, then hey, listen. I'm hollering. We're going to see who right at the end. Amen. I don't have time to argue with nobody. You pastor dumb about it. Don't the word say this? Listen, you know what the word say. You try to quote me. You trying to engage me in a conversation. Do you want this conversation to be genuine, or do you want this conversation as a battle of wit? Because if you want a battle of wit, you unarmed, sir. Because I'm not fighting with you. We're not gonna be going back and forth. That ain't what I'm gonna do at all. People know tonight. I know about it. The Bible tells us to make a defense of the gospel. Once I state my defense about if you say something that's contrary to what I believe and what our God is, I make a defense about it. I know. You ain't fighting no more. I'm going back to my office. I'm going back to my car. I'm going back to whatever. I'm going. Be good and pleasurable out there, buddy. Matthew 6 and 19. Oh, sis. Get one of these. Nah, but people are dying for the truth.
Yeah. Amen.
And people are dying because there's no truth. Mm. Think that's something? People are dying to get to the truth and they're dying because there is no truth. Mm. A lot of people being led astray, man. And anything that's not on God's side is of the devil. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
I don't care how they dress it up. Don't care what kind of cross they got laid for. If you are talking things that are against God, then you are for the devil.
Amen. Acknowledge
another
devil.
Amen.
We'll see.
You believe in love and all, and God specifically lays out what love looks like, you are of the devil.
Amen. Yep.
You telling your children it's all right to cut off parts of their body because if anything can change their life, then you are of the devil.
Amen.
You are a worker of Satan. Mm-hmm. Having these children been mutilating themselves. Mm-hmm. Because you're afraid to tell them the truth, to stand out in the world that tries to kill the truth. Mm-hmm. That natural hill, baby. I know that's magic.
See?
I thought you were swinging. I thought he was swinging her last year. Man. Say, I'm leaving empty.
I'm leaving empty.
Y'all in Matthew 6?
Yes.
It says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust do have corrupt. Amen. And where thieves break through and steal. Even they will come and get anything. Amen. Them demons gonna come. They're gonna take that. They're gonna take everything that ain't nailed down. Amen.
Amen.
Some of y'all building up. Some of y'all building these great legacies of wealth. And he's supposed to be wealth for your children. Your children's children. Amen. Yeah. Some of y'all shouldn't give nothing but a road map to how to get wealth.
My.
Some of y'all took that. Oh, it's some of y'all really got a real feeling or real hurt. I'm not saying some of y'all just. That is a success plan.
Yes.
Some people don't get success plans. Some people, when your loved ones go, they gone. Mm-hmm. And what they leave you bills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's next in line? Everybody stop pointing. Well, you were the favorite.
Yes. Oh my.
They loved you more than they loved me. You're the oldest. You're supposed to take over. So you saying that's going to take all the bills.
Exactly.
But yeah, you're supposed, you leave, some of y'all never leaving your children money ain't gonna do no good but to kill them.
That's it, that part.
That's why y'all think some of these billionaires are leaving their kids squat doodly. Yeah, they tell you. The Buffets and the Gates, they let you know, my kids get nothing. Or these grown folk, because they ain't no kids no more, they get nothing. They done been with me for 7 years. If they haven't learned nothing in 7 years, they don't deserve nothing. That's what they say. Because that's how they think. Now, I know the Bible says that we ought to leave an inheritance. What's an inheritance? It ain't telling us about always about monetary. If you teach your children how to fish, then they can fish. You can leave them a boat, they can go catch some fish. You ain't got to leave them a whole fishing lot. The war, you gotta leave the whole war for them. All right, all this is yours. You know what they gonna do as soon as you die? They gonna sell everything. Some of y'all need to give your children a plan of success. Especially those who have accomplished things and have fulfilled those things. Now, I ain't telling your kids, I ain't telling you don't leave your children anything. Because we have policies and things in place. Well, our children, but I'm saying you don't have to give your children everything to leave them an inheritance. And here's the thing, what are they inheriting? See, the question to the inheritance is not about the thing, it's about what the thing is. Because if daddy was no good, Junior inherited being no good, being deceitful in business. You inherit that. That's innately because you learned all of that. See, now we have greater responsibility to just give monetarily to our kids. We as our job to set them up for life after our life, to serve God with our inheritance. Jesus is the greatest thing you can inherit.
Amen. Amen.
Well, how can you inherit it? You've seen me serve God. You should be wanting so much. My life for serving God should be so impactful that you want to get to know Jesus.
Yeah.
Ooh, how can I serve the God that my mom and my daddy serve? Mm-hmm. What was his name? Jesus, help me to be more like you. My mom, I watched my mother and my father walk this thing out concerning you. Help me to be able to walk this out. Now they've inherited something. That they can take on for them, they can take on personally.
Yeah.
But some of you Christians, Christians, don't have no standard of living where your children will ever want to be like you. Most of them running away from trying to be like you because they're like, oh, ain't nothing to that. Mm-hmm. You hear that? Well, I used to go to church every day when I was a kid. It ain't how many times you went, it's what you gain from going. It ain't the time that we spend, it ain't the time we've been married. It's the quality of the time that we've been together that matters. 26 years is just 26 years. But if they were 26 horrible years to you, then it was just 26 years.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Why y'all think so many people divorce when their children grow up?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was nothing in between. Mm-hmm. We was just together for the kids.
Yeah.
You created no new revelation or no new information about each other to sustain you when they're gone.
Yeah.
The same thing in our relationship with God. When we want to leave empty, what are we doing to move what God has given us forward to sustain the generation currently and the next generation to want to serve our God? Some of us, once we get saved and we feel like God is moving in us, we go sit on our hands. And we close our mouths because we believe we got all we got. We got everything rolling in our life. We don't need to share nothing with nobody. Amen. That's why this world is perishing. Because too many believers are in foolishness and too many of them won't say a word because they don't want to be felt, they don't want to feel like they're being made fun of. Man, it's a sad time, man. When we walk around, we watch and see certain things like the kiddie pool. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. It is because, come on, man. Why are we playing with this thing? Mm-hmm. The individual who was getting baptized received nothing. Mm-hmm. He ain't been more baptized than the little that poster right there. And that poster has no ability to be baptized. Mm-hmm. Just playing with God, man. The most disturbing thing, just playing with God. And so many doors of people's churches open up every Sunday playing with God. And he's playing in his face. But he told you, be not deceived. He will not be mocked. Amen? Mm-hmm. That which you sow, you're going to reap that. And for all the lies that these people are playing with, you're going to reap that. You can't be playing. I'm telling you, keep playing with God. He's going to make a mark out of these people. Because they're trying to make a mark out of him. Amen? Mm-hmm. Verse 20 says, but lay up for yourselves in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt. So you better be working to leave here empty. Amen. Amen. So you can live for yourselves in heaven. Amen. Where neither moth nor rust can corrupt, and where thieves do not break in nor steal. Verse 1, he says, for where your treasure is, I say for them, where your treasure is. Mm-hmm. Your treasure is to serve God? Is your treasure to serve God? Because your heart won't follow, amen?
Amen.
You can't say you love God in your heart now. Your heart, and when the thing about our heart is when we are committed to something, we show it. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, y'all was liking that boy was liking that girl, and every time he was taking her out, buying her something. Y'all was out every weekend. Y'all had a couple of dollars, but y'all was at the movies, y'all was doing something. You show what you care about by your actions.
Amen.
How many people's actions are speaking, really speaking, that they love God? Mm-hmm. When you love God, you show God. You go do the things that tell you, he said, go out into the highway and compel them. When is the last time you told somebody about God? Mm-hmm. Or about your relationship with God? Or how good God has been to you? Amen.
Amen.
Just in casual conversation. I ain't telling you to go out there with your Bible in your hand and sit and knock on people's door. Yeah, you made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Now, I ain't telling you that's what you should be doing. Now, I ain't saying that ain't what you should be doing. But hey, do your neighbors know you a church goer? Do your neighbors know you love the Lord?
Yes.
Or do they think you one of them?
Nope.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the thing was, a lot of y'all in quiet, y'all in closet Christians. Don't nobody know that you saved but you. And I ain't saying you gotta have big old lights in your house. Jesus saved. I wouldn't want to be you. You better serve the Lord now. Got that in there, y'all, with a picture of hell. I wouldn't want to be you. You better serve the Lord while you can. But most people don't even know you love God. Unless they see you on YouTube. I didn't know she going to church. Some of y'all people chatting to the kingdom of God. she gonna charge it? I didn't know.
Oh my.
She never said anything. And some of them are waiting.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
After they find out who you are, they're waiting on you to reveal yourself to them.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Then we got things. We get, listen, they don't need to hide no more. He told us that we ought to, listen, you better share with the world. He said, if you deny me before me, I'm going to deny you before the Father. That's why, Toronto, so that's why I'm so proud to see her grow, to see her move the way she is.
Amen. Amen.
I sit back there on purpose just so nobody have to feel no kind of way when they see me sitting here. And I see her move, and I'm like, look at God. She walked past and said, no, you keep your jacket on. And watching how God is moving in her life, man, I'm so overjoyed. Because the best is yet to come.
Amen. Amen.
He said, you're not afraid. You're not of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
There's a difference between speaking in front of people and being intimidated to show people that you serve God.
Yes.
That you are not.
Amen.
Amen.
And I loved it. And most of y'all, God said, you got to get out of that. Because this world is full of a bunch of counterfeits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
To leave here empty, you're going to have to be willing to stand in front of all the counterfeits. So when they go down the line and point out who's real, they're like, oh, geez. He ain't. No. You don't want to be the AA that's been on the fence.
Amen.
He said he'd rather you be hot or cold.
Yes. Yes.
I'm telling you, you guys, you better be willing. You got to get prepared. Just prepare your life even now that you think you're giving. Give more to God.
Amen. Thank
because there's more in you to give.
Amen.
I'm not telling you to do something that's not in you to give. And you out there, I'm not telling you to do something that's not in you to do. There's more for you to give. This ministry is so huge in terms of where we're going that there's work for everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to be offended by stepping on nobody's toes because when you're in your lane, you are in your lane.
Amen.
And I tell people, when you stay in your lane, you avoid accidents.
Uh-huh.
See, people have accidents and people get discouraged in what they're doing because they're crossing over. When God said, all you got to just do what I told you to do. And here's the thing. When it lines up with God, he going to tell me what you're supposed to do. Nothing that he tells you to do, then you tell you say, God, Pastor, God told me, okay, I heard that already. Come on, when you ready? I'm waiting on you. That's the beauty of how God, I said about it when we first started, God is a God of
order.
He does never. He never does anything. He never will do anything outside of order. So when he tells you to do something, he's telling me that I told you to do it. Or he tell me, Virg, you need to have them do X, Y, Z. And the beautiful thing about God is he's waiting on you to get busy about what he told you to do. Amen. Listen, the one thing I want to kind of help you guys with, as long as when you're working and you're doing something that's God and it's God inspired and God is a part of it, and you come and tell me God told me, as long as it's God, I'm never going to tell you not to do it. It's only when it don't line up, I'm going to say, uh-uh. Why? Because it saved God's this ministry and it saved God's you.
Amen.
Amen. Most people get offended when things happen. It's because they move and things, and it bothers them. Because someone didn't receive what you heard.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't beyond war. This ain't no psychic friend hotline. We operate by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
I don't operate by the spirit of your feelings. Or what you believe that you should be doing. If it don't line up with God, I can't co-sign.
Amen. Amen.
Because now everything that you do becomes an issue for me. Mm-hmm. You let them do it. Why I can't do it?
Mm-hmm.
No, when we're all under the obedience and the guide and the order of God. And if I'm out of order, everything else is out of order.
Amen.
Amen. So when we're working, man, we want to make sure that we're working as under God. And people, when you leave, and so we talked about that. You want to make sure that you're leaving something for your children that can be sustainable. Which is when God left the Spirit of us, He left the Holy Spirit because He knew that was sustainable.
Amen.
He knew we needed it.
Yes.
To make it through this life. And He knew that it will sustain us in this life.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell y'all, that's some good stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Colossians. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Y'all being blessed?
Oh, yes.
Amen. How many of y'all going
to be in? Amen.
See, I'm going to get God. Don't, man, how many of y'all going to get God the very best part of you, not the, what's left of you?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You want to give God the very best of you, not what's left of you. Amen.
Yes.
Some of y'all have been battered and bruised up, been beat down. Now, He can still use you. But you want to give God the best part. You don't want to come in here and serve God for a couple months, and then you go back out into the world and get beat up. And He's like, come on, I need you. Mm-hmm. I'm preserving your years. Yeah. I'm restoring your body. Did you think y'all think He's doing that just so He can show off? Yeah, that's true. But He also doing it so you can be used. You can keep on working for Him. Amen.
Amen.
You can tell others God heals.
Yes.
Look at me. I once couldn't run. Now I can run.
Yes.
I couldn't walk, but now look at me. I can walk. I can't walk, but this I can talk. This is how I'm talking. Man, He wants to you. He wants to get the glory out of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, God. I'm ready to shout, man. Run. Y'all all right?
Yes.
Brother May, did you do what I asked you to do? You sure? Mm-hmm. Yes? All right. She gonna check for me. I need to make sure you did that. Not to be hard on you, but I want to make sure you did that.
Right.
Because there's a reward for you if you do that. That shows me that you're a man of your word. Mm. Amen? And God will bless you if you're a man because of your word.
Mm. Thank you.
Got me? There's great success and there's great promise in your life. You got to want to see it fulfilled. Mm. Amen? Yeah. Don't be stuck being mediocre, man. Mm-hmm. You are above mediocrity.
Hallelujah.
You hear me? There's greatness in you to do great things. You got to see it. Don't be afraid of letting go, man. You hear me? Can I talk to you for a second? Let me talk to you like I talk to my children. Our children. Drugs are for losers, man. That's for all y'all. You hear me?
Yes.
All right. Drugs are for losers. Get away from those who are losing in life because they want to use drugs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's no winner who's ever used drugs. You may think they're being successful because there's some temporary success because they're partaking in that, but long term they become losers, man. Because you become a slave to that which controls you. Mm-hmm. And drugs control people. Mm-hmm. It'll start pimping you out. Start making you do things that go against what you've been taught. All my young people, stay away from drugs. Stay away from people who use drugs. Mm-hmm. And drugs is not just about those things that you consume in your body. A drug is also a thought process, too. Mm-hmm. It make you believe that certain things are higher than God. Stay away from the individual. You don't need God. Yeah, you do. You can't do life without God.
Amen. Amen.
You hear me? You hear me? There's no life outside of God. There's only death. And with the brightness I'm looking at, and I love looking in your face, there's a brightness in your face. Man, God is saying he wants to do something where you will always stay bright. Success is in your hands. But you got to be willing to follow God's plan. You may seem like you're the square, but every square I've ever known is successful.
Amen.
You understand? Because they didn't let what outsiders say to them bother them. Colossians chapter 3. I had to stop and say that to you, because I want you to win, man. I don't want your mother or no anybody calling me, writing me, telling me something tragic has happened to you because you didn't. God, the devil isn't like that. Sir, as long as you connected with me, he would never fail. Because I'm not going to let you. That goes to you, Corey. That goes to you, God. You're not failing around me. You understand? There's success all around you. Ari, all these young people. They won't feel around me. Yeah, that ain't no boasting or nothing other than God, and that he's promised you a future with him. God Almighty. Don't let the enemy rob you. You're taking too many jobs with futures. Don't let them take your future. The promise is too great in your life. You guys have been created and set apart before the foundation of the world to change this world for God. As for your children out there, don't let the enemy rob you of your children's future. To go be kings and queens in the kingdom of God, to do great things. See, everybody say, that's she queen, he king. You got to qualify to be a king or a queen.
Yes.
Don't just put no crown on anything. And everybody want to be crowned and ain't doing nothing. Better live for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, amen? Which is Jesus Christ. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. That's Colossians chapter 3, verse 23.
Okay, thank you.
I thought I said
that.
No. You just said it. Yeah, I'll catch up. I'm being scared. Come on. You mess with y'all. Breathe.
Hold it right there.
Yeah. Hold it. Somebody told me to hold it. They didn't have the scripture. Hold it. Not right. Y'all did 23?
Yeah.
All right. Not 22, 23. Yes. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Mm. Stop working to please people.
Amen.
To leave it empty. You can't be working for people. To the degree where they own you, they run you, or to please them. You're not people pleasers.
Amen.
Amen. To leave here with your storehouse empty, you got to be working for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In conjunction with people, but not for people. For people to tell you, you're doing an awesome job. But whether they say awesome or not, you want to hear God say, well done.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Take your focus off people. Because people make you think you ain't doing nothing. All right, y'all.
You better teach that thing.
Come stand up here on Sunday and you pour your heart out of the word of people. Can I ruin him, sir? You look at it. Why is he like? He'd be like. Yeah, but then when you realize that you're preaching and you're ministering as unto God, and then you can't get focused on what people look like, what their response is. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to be saying amen. Some people are going to be saying ouch. Mm-hmm. But you can't work as to please people. Amen. Mm-hmm. He says in the 24, says, remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward. And that the master you are serving is who? Is Christ. So we ain't serving nobody else. We're serving Jesus Christ, amen?
Amen.
See, that's what people get off. People start, when they start getting into some level, they stop serving God. They start serving either themselves or they start ministering to please people.
Yep.
Don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I want to keep them coming. So what can I say that will get a movement?
Wow.
When you're supposed to be serving Christ, when you're on your job, get on there and be quiet. I know the temptation to talk with and to talk and share with everybody else. Sometimes you just got to shut up. Tell yourself, I need to shut up. Yeah, and here's the thing that you have. You mean when you have to have a conscious interrupt? When you hear him going and you feel yourself break up, you tell yourself in front of him, I shut up. And they be like, yeah. Oh, that wasn't for y'all. That was for me. I'm going to see y'all later. I do it all the time. I don't say shut up. I go like this. They're like, why you do that? I said, because I can't go with y'all. Yeah. Your experience is going to be different than mine.
Yep.
And now I can't pile on because I don't know what's going on. And I'm going to stay out of it. Because the last thing you're going to say is what Virgil said. Mm-hmm. Pastor said, because that's what they call me, some those who know. Pastor said, no, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. One last week, he said, no, I don't see you as much. I said, yeah, because I stay out of the way all the way.
That's right. I'm going to have to use that one.
He said,
all the way.
I like that. How do you just get out of the way? All the way, though. I said, because by the mere thing that you said, what you said, if I'm out of the way, you can't say I was a part of it.
Amen.
You don't want to, my office is on the first floor. You can come see me down there. And all I kept hearing them say is, out the way, all the way, as I was walking away.
You
know,
it's not for him.
But I let that, I was left with him. That you can't fool me into foolishness. Mm-hmm. And for some of y'all know y'all ain't got no business. Y'all ain't got no business being a part of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. Now, they ain't going to talk about you. Especially when they know who you're serving. They're going to try to put you in. And even if you ain't in it, they're going to try to put you in it. But when you know that they can't say your feet was waiting, was there in the conversation, they know that they don't have a leg to stand on. Mm-hmm. But some of y'all, I told y'all got to be working as unto God. You want to leave here empty. Let them know that you was once nasty, but now when God came to you and he changed, and now you're being transformed, something about you changed. Yeah, because some of y'all used to have that nasty spirit. Y'all got nice nasty. Then come up at the same time. But now he said, I'm doing a work in you.
Yeah.
Now, nice is just not a persona or thing you put on. Nice is who you are because now you're operating with the love of God.
Yeah.
That you can love and be nice because it's in you, not just on you.
Amen.
See, when God is just on people, they can just whatever they get good ready. Well, God has to be on the inside of you to help you fight off. You in that place where there's traffic all day, every day. Spirits all day, every day. You got to make sure that that where they come into your section, there's something going on over here. There's something going on over here. And then they want to come over and hang out with you. And then hanging out with you, you got to make sure your conversation always stays geared towards God. That you don't become a part of the pity party, the woe is me, the pile on. You got to always hold the standard of God. Listen, that ain't what we do over here. I hear everything going on in your life. Let's pray.
Mm-hmm.
God is the sustainer. He's the deliverer. Do you want to be delivered? Because if you don't want to be delivered, then you should stop talking about it. If you don't want to be set free from a thing, then you don't need to come talk to me.
That's right.
That's how y'all change and empty yourself up to be used by. You want to be used by God. See, a lot of people just think when I'm talking about being used and leaving empty, they think I'm talking about being prophet, whoever, evangelist, whoever. I'm talking about whatever gift God, because some of y'all have the gift to speak to people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Some of y'all have a calming voice where people want to come and just hear from you. And don't just use your voice. You want to be able to minister grace unto people when they hear your voice. Because see, there's a lot of cunning spirits in the world.
Amen. Amen.
I can be calm enough to be able to be cunning and calm enough to get something out of you and use it against you.
Yeah.
But when people tell you things, you want to be, all right, stop talking about it. I heard you. Let's pray. Telling me ain't gonna change nothing. Let's take it to God. Let's go before God and pray.
Hallelujah.
And I need some of y'all to stop telling people when they say, can you pray for me? I don't pray. Then they walk out of your presence and you tell them I'm gonna pray for you. If you have a moment, let's pray right now. Because truth be told, y'all ain't gonna pray for them. When they need to pray, you don't pray for them. Or you make sure a quick prayer, God bless them. Oh, see, y'all ain't gonna shoot straight. I've done it. I've seen people do it. Sometimes you gotta just say, okay, let's pray right now. Let's just go ahead and knock it out. Not to say this is going to be done with it. Let's handle it while we are both in agreement with what needs to be done. You don't have to go into depth and you're on your job. You can go all the way. Father, I pray. I stand in agreement with her prayer or his prayer request, whatever they stand in the need of. God, thank you for doing it in their life. Whatever it may be. They need to be saying, God, fill them, save them, deliver them. You got to see them laid out on the floor. But see, a lot of people think those theatrics changes what God is doing. Mm. When you release your prayer in faith, God is already moved. We talked about it on prayer on Wednesday. Believe you receive when you pray, not when you see it happen. The moment you open your mouth, I know it's done deal. Leave it empty. Some of y'all are afraid to give God your everything. So you still have everything up in you. Amen. Last scripture we got here. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Y'all got that right? 2 Timothy chapter 4. I didn't get the verse. I just want to get you. I want to get you moving and your fingers sliding. So I know. And I don't want you to say, what verse did you say? I want you there first. We're in verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. It says. What it says? It's 6, right?
Yes.
I got it right? My man, thank you. All right, they can keep you on point. I appreciate it, Lord. That's cool. They bilingual. Mm-hmm. One. I took Spanish. But no, I took French at junior high school. They was always Spanish. No one thought that would be the next language. We all slept on that. I took French. I'm like, French? Come on, Taibu. Come see, come Taibu. Yeah, we'll come see, come Taibu, right? So. Yeah. So is come see, come sigh.
Don't you start.
Oh.
Yeah. Got it? I should have took Spanish. I'd be bilingual by then. The job market will be open for old pass to be bilingual. Because they ain't looking for that now. Mm-hmm. They give you money if you can speak both languages.
Yeah.
That's why it's always amazing that when the kids come, they're able to speak mm-hmm. both languages, and the parents can only speak the one. Mm-hmm. Speaks a lot about the ability of children mm-hmm. to be able to retain faster than adults. Mm-hmm. I'm about to get that thing Bab, what's it called? Babble?
Babble. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they can teach you how to speak. I need to get the thing on my phone that speaks, and somebody say something, I'll be able to record it on my phone to tell me what they're saying. These are all apps, man. This is smart. I wish I could think of, God give me an idea to think of something. This is people getting money, millions. They're able to translate that stuff in real time. Man, they don't ever have to work again. They sit there and let the idea come and speak to them, and then they develop. Because that God's giving all these people the ability to be able to get these ideas. Don't let nobody fool you. They say, well, something told me, it was God. You just refuse to acknowledge it. You got that in 2 Timothy?
Mm-hmm.
It says, I have fought the good fight. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. I said, right? Didn't I say six?
I think
you said six. That's six. Corey, tell me what number that is, Corey.
Excuse me?
Tell me what number that is in Spanish, please.
Six.
Oh, say it loud, Corey.
Six.
All right. Let them help these seniors out here.
Same.
See, the younger going to choose the old. Help us out. Yeah, thanks for helping us out, Corey. Appreciate you, young brothers. Y'all there now? It says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race.
That's seven.
That's seven?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Siete.
Well, let y'all go to six then. Let's get it going. Y'all got it now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. They right, boy. They be like, yeah, that was, you was wrong. Hope y'all had the same energy when you're wrong. You were wrong. I was right. That was seven, man. You ain't finna tell me. You were wrong, man. You didn't tell me that I was six. I was being six. I didn't say nothing about no six. You was seven the whole time. Y'all wanna be right. I was right. I was El Rito. You was El Romo. Now they speak Spanish now. You was Romo. I was Rito.
That's
a vitamin. Yeah. Y'all, that's it, man.
Yes.
As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. How many of y'all lives have been poured out?
Amen.
Or some of y'all still holding it in. Y'all ain't even screw the top. Y'all still bottled up. As for my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. Offer God your life, amen.
Amen.
Some of y'all still trying to hold on. Y'all haven't given God all of it. Y'all still trying to hold a little something back. You're supposed to offer God your life, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, offer God your life. The time of death is near. Ooh, Jesus. Yeah, you got to offer God. You got to give it to him while you're alive, amen. Because he ain't going to have no need of what he gave you on the other side. Amen. Your gifts are good here. Tell your neighbor, my gifts are good here.
Amen.
There's no need of minister salvation in heaven. If you up there, you know you received. Amen. Verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight. How many of y'all fought y'all fight a good fight?
Amen.
I have finished the race. How many of y'all intend on finishing your race?
Amen.
Yeah, you want to finish your race strong, amen?
Yes.
I have kept the faith. Amen. Amen. One translation says, I have remained faithful. Are you remaining faithful? Because it's key to remain faithful in a world like this. For some people, they give up hope. They stop believing. They stop trusting. So their faith is gone. They only have faith enough for what they can see. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm leaving here empty.
I'm leaving here empty.
Amen. Tell them again, I'm leaving here empty.
I'm leaving here empty.
I'm giving God everything I can.
I'm giving God everything I can.
Yeah, every ounce of what I have, I want to definitely give to God.
Every ounce.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, that's your confession?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm giving God everything. But listen, I encourage you guys to make sure y'all give God everything, man.